Tonight, basketball fans are tuning in to Game 3 of the NBA Finals, the Detroit Pistons against the Los Angeles Lakers. All eyes are going to be on Kobe Bryant, and not just because of his amazing performance on the basketball court this season, but also because he's facing rape charges in Colorado. The television will be on in the home of commentator Susan Strait, just as it was on Tuesday for Game 2.
Kobe Bryant made an incredible three-pointer with 2.1 seconds left to send the Los Angeles Lakers into overtime against the Detroit Pistons. We are lifelong Laker fans, but my middle daughter sat on her bed, unable to watch, until I went in and told her, "Kobe did it again." "I knew he would," she whispered. "I knew Kobe could do it." Her nickname is Baby Kobe. She is 12, rail-thin like him, with the same unnerving ability to take over a game, to save out-of-bounds passes by leaping into the air. Once a week, she wears a Bryant jersey to school. She has been playing ball and idolizing Kobe since she was 8 years old. On the walls around her bed, there are 19 posters and pictures of him. She lies in bed at night, flicking a basketball toward the ceiling over and over because someone told her that's how to create muscle memory in the arm and the wrist for the perfect jumper. She gets tired, but she tells me she looks at one poster of Kobe and thinks, he never gets tired. She will be 13 in a few weeks. She is turning into a young woman, and she idolizes a man accused of raping a 19-year-old hotel employee. Often I've sat on the edge of her bed after Kobe's miracle games. Mornings he was in a Colorado courtroom, hearing testimony, saying not guilty, and nights he flew to an arena, took over a game and scored incredible numbers, while sportscasters spoke in delicate terms about his ability to compartmentalize. She is old enough now to speak her mind. She says the announcers don't want to say he plays like that because he might not play again for a long time, because he might go to prison. She is a girl. She is a girl who plays so hard that boys have always tried to hurt her, knocked her down, hit her in the face when refs weren't looking, stomped on her hand so that her finger swelled up like bad sausage. But I haven't had to worry about sexual intimidation. Not yet. After Kobe's arrest, the news was graphic, the details inescapable, and I had to talk about sex and force with a girl just entering middle school. We had to talk about hotel rooms and dorm rooms and cars. I thought about enclosed places, walls and windows, darkness and helplessness, about something that seems mutual but turns into something else. But she is still a child. I stare at the posters on the wall, at Kobe, Eighth Wonder. What if she idolized 50 Cent, R. Kelly, or Allen Iverson? But Kobe, he'd always been the perfect idol, the polite, all-American player who speaks some Italian. In the last game, when Kobe hit that shot, she had already made up her mind about him weeks before. "He made a mistake," she said to me one night, her eyes filled with brightness, though she is a girl who never cries. She says, "But I still love him. I would still babysit for him." On the wall, the two newest photos are 5x7 snapshots taken by a neighbor at a charity function of Kobe Bryant and his wife. My daughter's crush is not that kind of love. She has always said, "I just want to be in the same room with him. I would babysit his daughter, and then we could go shoot around. That would be so cool."
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California. Her latest novel is titled High Wire Moon.